Hey, we're live.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the December 14th, 2020 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon. Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick?
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Here.
Mayor Crowe?
Here. For everyone's purposes, I know as we're going through the technological challenges, I think that Mr. McMahon's screen.
Here.
There we go.
There he is.
Thank you. thank you. We'll now move forward to the agenda. During the study session, there were a couple of comments made by Mr. Smotherson and by the city manager. Mr. Smotherson, would you like to make a motion to amend the agenda?
Would. I move that we flip-flop item J3 with J4.
Thank you. They'll just be taken in a different sequence. And is there another amendment at the same time, Mr. Smotherson, that you can make on behalf of the city manager regarding G1 being moved to the city manager's report and then deleting number two?
Yes, yes, please. You can so move to move those items G1 to city manager's report. Yes.
And then I believe
and then also he's and also it looks like he's removing item number two under H2, removing okay. that item also. So that's okay. part of
that's yes. correct. So there are three points to that motion. Mr. Rose, am I correct? We got that correct for you?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of approving the amended agenda, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the minutes of the November 9th, 2020 regular meeting of the City Council. Is there a motion to approve? Motion to approve by Mr. Smotherson and seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. I will now move forward with appointments to boards and commissions. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I'm nominating Sharice Harris to the Arts and Letters Commission as a fill-in replacing LaWanda Hinton's entire term.
Thank you. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I would like to nominate Jane Schaefer for reappointment to the Traffic Commission.
That is seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it.
Aye.
The next five, I will walk through one at a time. As most of you may know, to those who from the viewing audience, the mayor is responsible for appointing people to the Loop Special Business District Board of Directors. I would like to nominate Wendy Harris to the LSBD. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. I also would like to nominate Mary Gorman to the LSBD. Is there a second? So seconded moved. By Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to nominate Mohammed Kadade to the LSBD. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to nominate Dan Wald to the LSBD. Is there a second?
So moved.
Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to nominate Satish Kumar to the LSBD. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. The ayes have it. Again, thank you to the citizens who have provided us with their. I think the delay from Mr. McMahon is going to provide us with the challenges maybe for the evening. So to all of our citizens, again, we apologize that this is the hand that we are being. Yes, sir.
Should Councilmember McMahon just disconnect and try to come back in?
I will leave that to Mr. McMahon's discretion as to how he would like to address any technical challenges. But to everyone, thank you again. And we apologize that this is the best format we have right now for citizen participation. For those citizens who have made comments tonight, they have been provided to council members. And I do want to take this moment, and I am not speaking on behalf of my colleagues, but I do want to speak to the fact that a number of citizens have contacted both the city manager and a number of council members regarding efforts to help our citizens. And I just want to make a pretty brief statement. We are very privileged to serve a city that believes in its community and also in neighbors helping neighbors. Since the pandemic began, residents have made outreach to the city to partner and assist their neighbors with clothing, food, shelter, and other resources. It is comforting for all of us to know that there are many not-for-profits and faith-based organizations with the infrastructure already in place to accept and distribute resources for those in need, including in particular, our University City School District. I want to thank my colleagues for helping assist with our food drive efforts and all of the businesses in the loop and throughout University City for their efforts in providing meals to our first responders. And I am hoping that our citizens will continue to order takeout from our many restaurants. And at that time that you will also add an additional meal on for first responders, because that is another way for all of us to give back. I know I speak for my colleagues and that we all will continue to make personal contributions and work for the betterment of our neighbors. At this time, we do not see a benefit to creating a new set of infrastructure vehicles to accept donations when in fact there are multiple vehicles available to all of our citizens. Nothing that I am saying tonight prevents anyone from continuing to make contributions to the organizations of their choice and to help their neighbors. We all want to help our neighbors. However, we do not see at this time a need for the city to use city funds to create a separate vehicle to then forward funds to someone else. Thank you very much. You have before you the consent agenda that is now one item, item G2, oxygen generation system. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, I will take the consent agenda item that was moved to the city manager's report first. It is our proposed legislative platform. This agenda item proposes to establish the priorities for the 2021 legislative sessions. If approved, a copy of our platform will be provided to the federal and state delegation and the Missouri Municipal League. I am recommending its approval and could take responding any questions that you might have.
Are there any questions by members of council regarding the legislative platform as put forth by Mr. Rose? Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Couple questions. One, just a process question. So how do we, and I know we're clearly in different times now, but ordinarily, how would we engage our state legislative contingent or even our federal contingent in making them aware of our legislative platform, making sure that, you know, for what it's worth, our desires are represented by them in their respective offices?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, for next calendar year, I would simply recommend sending them a copy of the legislative platform, both to the federal and the state delegations, advising them of what your position is on the very varied items that are priorities that are listed in the platform. In the future, however, I would recommend setting up a meeting with both the federal and the state delegation. And that could be individual meetings or that could be a dinner that that the mayor and council host, so that then we'll have an opportunity to present the legislative platform and to respond to any questions that that they may have. That certainly we're prevented from doing that because of the coronavirus for the next calendar year.
I think there might be some, we did something similar. It was a breakfast in the school district. And so certainly, I don't know that, you know, I would certainly leave that charge to the mayor. But that's something that I think there was value that we found on the school district side, yeah. That kind of gathering. The second question, and I want to be appropriately sensitive in regarding this. Under quality services, we do talk about supporting legislation that will support public safety. We know that there has been lots of conversation, especially this year, about police accountability. And I will use my I voice here, just Stacey Clay. Police accountability to me does not equate to defunding the police as it's commonly articulated. But it does speak to perhaps accountability measures that have not been in place previously. Do we think, and I don't know if this is a conversation between the city manager and the mayor, but how do we feel about that? How do we feel about that? Any legislation or any platform that would advocate for accountability measures?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, I can tell you one project that we have underway that I believe will be beneficial for both our police officers and our citizens, and that being the body cameras. As you know, we're looking to outfit all of our officers with body cameras so that we can have a better understanding of what is occurring on the scene. And that protects our officers. It also protects our citizens. It gives a unbiased display of information that simply reflects what the facts are. So I believe that we will have good success. I do want to commend Chief Hampton and his officers in the sense that we have had very few complaints regarding the behavior of our officers. And so we're very, I'm extremely pleased that is the case. And I know that that's something that Chief Hampton often mentions to his officers, that we must always, they must always be professional. So I know Chief Hampton is on the line here with us. I didn't know if you had, Chief, any additional comments to add on that.
No, good evening, City Manager, Mayor, and the City Council members. Can you hear me fine?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes, the accountability, we definitely take that very serious. And me as a Black man, when I take off the uniform, I understand the aspect of relating to the public. I understand the aspect of what I grew up in East St. Louis, Illinois. I understand the title and the authority that is bestowed upon me as the Director of Public Safety here in the city of University City. That is employed out throughout my duties here as the Director of Public Safety for University City, as well as within my commanders and within our training. We're very diverse. We're very active within our community, very active this holiday season, even with the COVID and what have you. And yes, one of the first aspects is the accountability of knowing what's going on the scenes. We also have the Civil Service Commission that kind of deals with anything that we have as far as reinforcement of bad policing, bad issues, bad employees in general. So not every city in St. Louis County is a civil service committee, a civil service member within that organization or within their municipality. So I can say, being one of very few minority police chiefs in the St. Louis County area and region, I take what you're speaking about very serious, and I make sure that each and every employee that we train, hire, invest in, have that same value package to bring unto their integrity that they're bringing into the job. So yes, I do agree with any and everything that we can do within that, within reasonable terms of that. And I do understand it being defunding the police as meaning something totally different than what is meant, what is out there now. And what I can tell you is now that crime is not defunding itself. Issues of public safety to the community is not going to stop occurring. And security is a very real aspect of everyday life now.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, if I could just add on to what Chief Hampton has indicated. I think often when people are saying defund the police, that they're actually meaning reimagining how policing can occur. And that actual process started, I will say, up under then President Obama. But I can share with you that Chief Hampton and I have had discussions about how can we integrate some of the social services aspects into policing. Now, we still need to work to determine how that integration might occur. Some I know feel strongly that a social service person should be responding, should be a part of the first responders. I'm not so sure that I would agree with that. And what I'm hearing from Chief Hampton, I think he has concerns with them being in that role, but I do believe that there is a role for them to play. But we need to make sure that we are deliberate in our actions and that we don't inadvertently place any of what will be our employees in harm's way, putting them in a situation that they simply are not trained to handle. But I would suspect that in next calendar year, we will be presenting to you how we think that integration might work.
Right. Thank you.
We have had a presentation of the 2021 legislative platform by the city manager. Is there a motion that it be approved? Motion by Mr. Cusick. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. I don't mean to cut off questions or comments. Are there questions or comments by members of council? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, the first item up under City Manager's Report, H1, this agenda item asks that you consider a grant for being able to hire two additional police officers. So I believe Chief Hampton is on still with us if you have any questions regarding what's being proposed. And I am certainly recommending acceptance of the grant, COPS grant from the Department of Justice.
Real quickly, as a matter of protocol, may I have a motion to accept the grant? Motion by Mr. Smotherson and seconded by Mr. Hales. Chief, I don't mean to put you on the spot. You don't necessarily need to make comments. Do you, through the city manager, have any comments you'd like to make? And if not, we'll just wait for questions.
I'll just wait for questions on this.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Chief Hampton, first of all, good evening. And secondly, very quick question. What would, with the two additional opportunities this grant presents, what would that bring our numbers to, please?
Right now, we're at 73. So right now, the allotment for our department is 79. Those two additional officers by way of the COPS grant, a DOJ grant, a federal grant, would bring us up to 81. So much needed with all of the development that's going on, the commerce development, the business development that's going on for the city of University City. This is a much needed relief. Initially, we were denied for this grant. I guess during the COVID times, they did some reevaluating, and then we got a second letter that advised us that, okay, University City will now be allowed for this grant. You have some larger cities, i.e. like Kansas City Police Department, St. Louis City Police Department, that gets a lot larger numbers of these COPS grants positions, like 12 to 15 to 20. Or even more in a smaller community like ourselves. It was a reasonable thought frame, and it goes into what you're applying for. We only applied for two additional officers to be reasonable because there is an offset of a percentage for the city that has to cover to show that you're serious about taking on the responsibilities for these officers.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions of either the city manager or Chief Hampton? Mr. Clay.
So just confirming, Chief, thank you, Mayor. Just confirming, Chief, that so we're down about six vacancies. You said the numbers, and I wasn't sure if I caught them.
We're currently at 73 officers on our roster. And of those six positions, you're not talking about six entry-level positions. You're talking about two positions that may be disposed of by way of supervisor positions that are vacant, two positions that may be disposed of by way of investigators positions. So you're not talking about six entry-level police officers on the street as we speak of.
And I know there's been some conversation in the media about recruitment, and that's been a conversation in Canada that we've had as a council and the difficulty associated with recruitment. So certainly in favor of taking the grant, and I'd rather have the money for the positions and then have the problem trying to find people. But how do we see recruitment in this environment?
We flourish very well within the recruitment field, not only because of the composition and salary boost that the mayor and council and the city manager approved to here for University City, because so we're very competitive within the top 20 percentile within this area. But then also recruitment for us, we take very serious because we hold events twice a year, a minimum of getting the quantity of those applicants out directly to us. This year we had to cancel the fall event because of the direct and personal contact that couldn't be allowed for the CDT guidelines. So we're hoping to get that back started by way of spring, but we still have the process of recruitment going on by way of our electronic applications and our oral board interviews that we've downsized to more of a eight or less people at any particular day or whatever the case is. So it's very fruitful for us. It may not be as fruitful for some other departments that can't compete or that can't justify paying the salaries that need to be paid right now in public safety.
Thank you.
Any other questions regarding this agenda item? Hearing none, there's been a motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, Agenda item H3 under the city manager's report, ask that you consider a site plan for a proposed 9-unit garden apartment development in the HR high density residential district at the property commonly known as 6669 Washington Avenue. Mr. Cross, will you present this item?
I will. Thank you, Mr. Rose, and good evening, Mayor and Council. This is a site plan that you're familiar with. You actually saw the initial concept back in July of this year. And as Mr. Rose had indicated, this is a proposed 9-unit garden apartment within a high density residential development district. So that means it's eligible for the use itself. But when you look at our zoning ordinance and our code, section 42590 requires this type of development to come before mayor and council for your review and input. And primarily the purpose of that is to review the specific request and identify any potential negative impacts that it can have on the neighborhood or the surrounding properties, and require the developer to show mitigation to that or addressing those issues. And if you recall back in July, two primary things came out of that meeting. The first one was verification and clarification of property ownership, which I know Mr. Mulligan and myself and have done a lot of digging into this, and we did confirm the ownership, and the current owner is Big Lou Properties, who is represented by Mr. Slavin, who is the applicant for this project. But the bigger issue was the fact that this was a vacant lot located in between various other multifamily developments, and specifically the multifamily development, I believe it's 6675 Washington, which the question became, was that the parking for that development? And we've done a lot of research, and we have not found any covenants or deeds or anything that ties those together, that was the parking for that development. So the next step was, well, how do we ensure, how do we take a hard look at what kind of impact this would have on the neighborhood? So the developer provided a traffic study that went to the traffic commission, was reviewed by our third party consulting engineer, and discussed at the traffic commission level. Upon completion of that review, the traffic commission concurred and recommended the provisions of that traffic study, and that they felt that it would not create any additional detrimental impact to the neighborhood, that their request or recommendation was to recommend the approval and acceptance of the traffic study and the ability to move forward with the project based on two conditions that staff has incorporated into this, my staff report. The first condition is that there would be an access requirement for vehicle egress from the parking lot that will incorporate a right turn only concept. So they can only exit to the right, mitigating any potential cross issues for oncoming traffic. The second one was if there was a significant change to the proposed development, that they would then be required to come back before the traffic commission for a re-review and reanalysis of the traffic impact statement. Those were the two conditions that came out of the traffic study. From a staff standpoint and a zoning standpoint and looking at the development, our goal was to determine whether it was in compliance with our code. And when you look at page 3, we indicated that it falls within the height requirements, the dimensional standards, basically. It meets the FAR requirements. It meets the front yard setback requirements and the rear yard setback requirements and the side yard setback requirements. And then the bigger issue for the site itself is it does meet its on-site parking requirements based on our dimensional standards of our parking requirements in our zoning ordinance. So based upon that, staff has submitted this, and we are pursuing this with the recommendation of approval based upon it being in compliance with our zoning ordinance and the response of the traffic commission. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have pertaining to this specific request.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, before responding to questions, I would like for Mr. Appleson to share with you our intention to request funding to conduct a study of this area and to bring forward recommendations of potentially metering some of the streets if the study shows that it's warranted. Mr. Sinon, can you comment on that because it is related to this item?
Yeah, Mr. Rose, we have obtained a proposal for the 6600 block of Washington and the adjacent block, that is the 6800 block of Washington. For some reason, there's not the 6700 block of Washington, but those are adjacent blocks, as well as Kingsland, the intersecting street of Kingsland, to be examined for the on-street parking demand and supply in this area for its various purposes to ensure that it is operating under its intended purpose. And so this will determine a need to manage parking using different methodologies in the area, one of which, as you indicated, would be metered parking proposed. And so the traffic engineer suggested not to initiate this type of a review until after January 25th, which on which date Washington University would be expected to be back into session. And so the conditions would be as close as possible to their realistic use.
Thank you, Mayor.
As we move forward with this discussion, may I first have a motion to approve the site plan for 6669 Washington Avenue? Motion by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion or questions to the city manager or staff? Hearing none. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We will now move forward into unfinished business. We have now bill number 9415. Madam Clerk, may we have the second reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 505 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, related to regulations for right-of-way management.
May we have the third reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 505 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, related to regulations for right-of-way management.
May I have a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales and seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to new business. We have before us resolution number 2020-16, Market at Olive Preliminary Plan Concept. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Anderson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Discussion or questions of the city manager or staff regarding this resolution? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you now resolution number 2020-17 of the fiscal year 2020-21 budget amendment number one. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion to approve by Mr. Cusick. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion or questions of staff? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We now have We now have before us resolution number 2020-19, rescinding the reprimand of Councilmember Byron Price. This item was put on the agenda by Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson and Councilmember Hales. With that being said, is there a motion to approve resolution number 2020-19? Motion by Mr. Clay. Is there a second? And I apologize if I missed your hand. Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion or comments wanting to be made by members of council? Mr. Hales.
I will do this now and do this for both of the resolutions in one go. I wanted to thank Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson for being a co-sponsor of this. You know, as we've talked about many times in the past, I think we're all hesitant to look back. Obviously, we've spent a great deal of time working to move forward to correct things from the past. And to me, both of these resolutions qualify as such. I really hope that through this resolution, these resolutions, we can reflect on where we are now. Both resolutions, prior resolutions, these are rescinding, were not necessary. And I think, frankly, as I read through minutes, were stains on our city in the past. I want to thank the leadership of each and every council member, the mayor, and particularly our city manager, because I think fundamentally the culture and the relationships and this body as a body has changed profoundly in a very short period of time. Many of us remember very clearly where we were. Many of us attended these meetings. There is no longer a dynamic on the council between council members of an us versus a them, of the people in the know and the people not having access to the same information. And that really is a testament to the leadership of I think all of us, particularly the city manager. We all know, and I hope that the people understand now, that we are all informed equally. We treat each other equally. And I truly hope that this is our legacy going forward. Specifically, neither of these things should have happened. And I hope that moving forward, this council continues to, and future councils follow in this lead to communicate with one another, to be honest with one another, to talk through your differences and not excoriate one another for them. So that is the background on this to former council member Price and to former council member, now Mayor Crow. I think clearly in reviewing the record, neither of these actions were warranted in the first place. And I hope that this rectifies both of those.
Any other questions or comments regarding resolution number 2020-19? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? The ayes have it. For resolution number 2020-18, I will yield my gavel to Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, and I will recuse myself from any conversation and abstain from any vote on resolution 2020-18. Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. You have before you resolution 2020-18, rescinding the censure of Terry Crow, a councilman at the time. I'd like to get a motion to accept or approve this resolution.
So moved.
I believe it was Alita Klein, Councilman Member Klein, that gave the accepted that motion and seconded by Stacy Clay. Are there any discussions on this at all? And I think Council Member Hales has pretty much explained everything, and I'm going to leave it at that. This is sort of cleaning up a previous mess, and I will say that was not something that this city should represent the city at all. And so, again, I'm glad. I appreciate Council Member Hales for bringing this forward. That being said, all those in favor of accepting this resolution, approving this resolution, all those in favor of say aye.
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 And all opposed? Looks like this resolution has been approved. Thank you. Mayor Crowe.
Thank you very much. Thank you for yielding the gavel back to me. We now have before us bill number 9416. Who would like to introduce the bill? Introduced by Mr. Smotherson. Madam Clerk, would you please have the first reading of bill number 9416.
An ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map by amending said map so as to change the classification of property at 8400 Delmar Boulevard from general commercial to planned development, mixed use district, and establishing permitted land uses and developments therein, containing a savings clause and providing a penalty.
Thank you very much. We have bill number 9417. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map by amending said map so as to change the classification of multiple properties in redevelopment project area 1 from public activity and industrial commercial districts to planned development commercial districts, and establishing permitted land uses and developments therein, containing the savings clause and providing a penalty.
Thank you very much. We now have bill number 9418. Who would like to introduce?
So moved.
Mr. Dusick. Ms. Reese, would you please give the first reading?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulations as provided herein.
Thank you very much. We now move to council reports and business. I know we have one item for discussion. Is there any information from a commissioner task force that any member of council would like to share with the body? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Yes, I would like to thank you. I'd like to thank Jane Schaefer for her allowing herself to be reappointed to the Traffic Commission and to continue her wonderful service on the Traffic Commission. And I'd also like to send a shout out and thank you very much to Jeffrey Mishkin, who was on the Traffic Commission for, I believe, 6 years, and he is termed out and is ineligible for any further terms. But Jeffrey was a very, very vitally important person on the Traffic Commission, and I would like to thank him for his years of service on that commission. Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Hales.
I would also like to thank both Ms. Schaefer and Mr. Mishkin, as I served with both of them for a number of years. I didn't realize Mr. Mishkin had termed out. The Plan Commission has been very, very busy. Obviously, we are seeing the products of their work pretty regularly, which is pretty terrific given the environment that we're in with COVID. There is a lot of development opportunity going on. And I believe now that that commission is fully staffed. I think we had one new member, and we had one new member who had not been sworn in at the last meeting, but attended as a non-voting participant in the meeting. This is a truly great group. They are all engaged and they all bring very different perspectives and sets of skills to the table. So I really am very optimistic and looking for really good things to be coming from that commission.
Mr. Clay.
Yes, wanted to report on the proceedings of the library board that met December 9th. Received a presentation in very much in line with the library's desire to really be a place of convening for the community. I do admire the library staff and board's commitment to that. And as such, we received a presentation on placemaking, which is essentially all about turning public spaces into or designing public spaces in such a way that their people and their needs are considered before aesthetics and efficiency. This presentation is obviously timely given there's some renovation work that is going to be happening within the library. And so really thinking people first as they endeavor to do that, obviously money and safety and other things will certainly go into that. But having a people first eye towards the renovation and making the space as accommodating for the community as possible.
Anything else? If not, we will move down to the discussion item presented by council members Smotherson and Clay regarding Olive Boulevard. Gentlemen.
Sir, thank you, Mayor Crow. And I guess I'll start this conversation. I want to introduce an ordinance and get your input on the issue that Councilmember Clay and I have been talking about for probably a few months now, and that is the number of dollar stores, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and even a new dollar store that just recently opened up. And so I know that these stores are established in our community right now, but what I'd like to see is this ordinance put in place so that we can control what we have, and even to the fact that we eliminate what we have, because right now we have 5 stores in a 3-mile area, period. 5 stores right now in a 3-mile area. And it's not necessary. And I'm hoping that everybody got a copy of what I'm proposing and also is aware of kind of the problem that dollar stores bring with them. And I'm just hoping that's something that you are aware of. And if anybody has any questions or want to know what information I've gotten, I can send you what I have. But I do want to just briefly read something and just say, and just and then leave it at that, and I'll turn it over to Councilmember Clay. And one of the things I was reading is that dollar stores are taking a toll on grocery stores, and in many cases, reducing people's access to fresh food. I also want to say it this way. In cities, dollar stores concentrate in areas that already have few or no grocery stores. Our research suggests that they often target African-American neighborhoods. Their strategy is saturating these neighborhoods with multiple outlets can make it nearly impossible for new grocers and more business to take root in and grow. Problem that I have and the thing that I'm actually interested in is I want to support the grocery stores we have right now and make sure we keep those grocery stores in place, and that is Snooks and that is Pete's Market. And I know a lot of North County people that come to Pete's Market, believe it or not, and they use that store, and that's an important store for our community. So again, I'll leave it at that and turn it over to Councilmember Clay briefly.
And thank you, Councilmember Smotherson. And this is really a reflection of the work and the research that Councilman Smotherson has done. I would certainly echo his concerns about the propagation of dollar stores in our community. If you cannot find a dollar store on Olive, you surely are not looking. There are literally one almost on every corner. I think we have our fill. And again, they tend to crowd out businesses that are more full service, more comprehensive, providing fresh options for folks. And so I think we've certainly had enough. And while we're talking about specifically dollar stores, I want to let the public know and my colleagues know, and certainly they have been supportive in this regard. We're looking at businesses on Olive writ large. And so, again, like dollar stores, if your beauty supply needs cannot be met with an establishment currently on Olive, there is no establishment that can meet your beauty supply needs. There are more than enough on Olive. And so we are looking critically at those businesses. And I do want to lift up my colleagues because they are fully in support of Councilman Smotherson and I doing this work, because we, Olive is very much the future of University City. Not that we are giving any short shrift to Del Mar and the other commerce areas, but when we talk about growth and expansion, that is the most likely place to do so. So we're looking at that critically, and we welcome our colleagues to join us as we take this critical eye at Olive.
Are there questions or comments that other members of council would like to make to their colleagues or to the city manager? And of course, the city manager may have comments he would like to make as well. Anyone? My only addition I would like to make to the grocery stores to make sure that we don't forget Aldi on Olive.
My wife would never forgive me. Yes, Aldi. Yes.
My wife would kill me.
Yeah. And as we go forward, I appreciate the measured approach that my colleagues are asking from us, because I think I'm pleased to see their leadership on this issue. And I know all of my colleagues are paying attention to this, and I think most of our citizens are as well, but you cannot find any of the three wards right now that do not have developments going on or developments under consideration. And that goes from the north end to the south end and from the east end to the west end. We have development opportunities in all the corners right now, which is a nice compliment, I think, to the city manager and to his staff, and also, of course, to our community. I think it is appropriate for us to balance those development opportunities with making sure that they reflect the values of our community and meet our citizens' needs. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, if it is acceptable to you, I will work with my staff, which will include our city attorney, John Mulligan, to draft an ordinance that we would propose to address the priorities that were just outlined, bring that back to you in a study session. And the reason that I would do a study session for this one is because you're dealing with four council members, so effectively we would have a quorum. So my intention is to bring that back. I would suspect that we will be able to put something together for you to get your input the last meeting in January or the first meeting in February.
Mr. Smotherson, did you have another comment?
Yeah, I just simply wanted to say, and I hope everybody understands, if you read through what I came up with, and again, I know that unless our attorney can tell us a way of getting rid of most of the stuff, which I think can happen. If you understand what I'm trying to do, and again, I would love to get anybody's input. Right now, I've set a mile and a half standard. And actually, I'm using that mile and a half standard with the centerpiece being the Dollar Tree store that sits next to Goodwill. That's the store I'm using because I think that one is enough. And so I'm using a mile and a half. Now, I've noticed that there are other states and cities that have actually used 2 miles to spread out these stores. So again, any input from anybody that would be appreciated. John, you can, and it's up to the city manager and John to come up with it, but that's the centerpiece that I've actually used to establish my criteria.
Yeah, thank you. If there's no other comments, we will keep the agenda moving. We will now move forward to council comments. Colleagues.
If I may, I'm not sure, is the chief still on with us? I'm hoping yes. He is. If he's not, then he'll miss this opportunity very quickly. There he is. Yes. And then, thank you, sir. I'm glad you stayed with us. I just wanted to let everybody know, on December 5th, we had a COVID testing activity going on and in the parking lot in front of Centennial Commons. So first of all, let me get a few names out of the way. I want to thank Hazel Irby, Dr. Holmes from Athenia Health, Theragun Shagag with the University Township, and Sandy Coquit. But primarily in reference to this meeting and this city, I want to tell you that I want to appreciate and thank our city manager for his help in making this successful. And it was active, meaning we had people coming in there from the time that we started at 11:30 to 1 o'clock now. And primarily I want to thank our police chief and our police, because when I got there, we had cars lined up on Olive. I made a call to the city manager and made a call to our police, and we had two officers show up, and they did a great job in coordinating and organizing this event. And they stayed with us from the time it started to the time they got there to the time it ended. Now, one of the things I want to tell the police chief and let him know that Affinity Help workers appreciated your assistance. And see, this is something that we need to know about, because this doesn't happen in every community. And that is, I was talking to one of the officers and letting him know that there was a 1 o'clock cutoff. It was absolute. It's over at one. And one of the workers heard me say that, and she immediately said, thank you. Because at the previous site that they were at earlier, there were no police. And she said, the job you're telling him, that was my job. And that didn't go over well. So understand the kind of service that we're getting here in University City is important. And we all worked well. It worked well. The event went great. And I want to thank the city manager and our chief of police. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Hales.
I will follow Councilman Smotherson with thanking Chief Hampton as well for making Captain Lemons available for a neighborhood meeting. It was much appreciated, I think, by certainly by myself, but I think also all of the residents. And since we are at what I think is likely our last meeting of the year, 2021 can't come quickly enough. I just wanted to reflect and thank City Manager Rose, all of his staff, our city clerk, and everyone from the first responders to the janitors. Like, this has been a very challenging year. I appreciate what I think has probably been extraordinary sacrifice and very challenging work under very extraordinary circumstances. So I hope everyone continues to do everything to stay safe and healthy. And as the holiday season has already started, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas. And let's hope that 2021 is profoundly better. Thank you.
Anyone else? With no one else speaking, I would like to do a couple of things, and that would be to say, you know, today I think we need to probably step back just a little bit, even from our community to a broader basis. I think this is a day that we all had hoped would not come, when we have evidently 300,000 deaths from the pandemic in our country alone, which is just a sad moment for all of us. At the same point in time, we have an attorney general who has resigned. And we now have an electoral college who has confirmed the election of a new president. So today is one of those days where there has been an awful lot going on outside of our community that impacts our community on a daily basis. So to all of our citizens, and I know there aren't that many probably watching tonight, I do hope that you will take care of yourself. I hope that you will check on your neighbors, your friends, and your family. And as my colleague, Mr. Hale, said to all of our staff members, you have made an incredible sacrifice for us this year. This has been a difficult time for everyone. And I know our citizens appreciate the lengths that all of our public safety officers, have gone to, plus all of our city staff in keeping everything running with less people, with people who have been on quarantine, with people who have been out sick. The idea of balancing, I'm not even sure to the city manager how you and your staff have actually gotten it done, but to all of you, I would say thank you on behalf of the citizens of University City. And to everyone, I hope that you have a happy and blessed holiday season, and we look forward to seeing you in 2021. And with that, I would ask for a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Clay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Meeting adjourned. Happy holidays. Thank you very much. Thank you.